Oh, because of the fact I have a ISO download of the Raspberry Pi operating system. I also have a ISO download of the Ubuntu. But the important part is that this is an ARM processor.
Yeah.
And that makes it real different from...
This is yours. Yeah. Well,
from that.
At least the way you've been trying it has been working.
No. I've tried everything. Yeah. I went through the developers and things like this, but now I will contact Lenovo and tell them.
Yeah.
What's your partner?
Derek.
What has happened?
Traditional BIOS, like Windows does, since it's running a different OS system. You could try the command features in developer mode, but I don't think that's going to get you a
signal. I tried. I wouldn't think it is. But here's the issue. I brought it into Sandia Computers, and the guy there, Guru Stu, says, get rid of that. That has spyware in it.
Yeah.
It's sending everything that you do back to Google. And so, okay, I'll try. I'm trying. That's what we are. But thank you very much, Derek.
Of course.
It is a running Google. It's basically everything's in the cloud for that. It's not going to be like on a download, basically. It's mostly in the cloud for Chromebooks.
Yeah. I think you can do it. But I tried here. I decided just to come over to see if you guys could do it. And now I'm off to Lenovo and tell them what happened, okay? And I would, then if they say, well, you can't do it, I'd say, please let me download another BIOS for it. And let's install the BIOS and so I can get rid of the spyware. We'll see what they say. But thank you very much, sir.
Good luck. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you.